This is St. Louis Public Radio. With a history of abuse and without family or friends to depend on, Stephanie Rollins seems stuck in a cycle of drug use, prostitution, jail, repeat. That's until the court system in Columbus, Ohio gave her a different choice. Side Effects Public Media's Andrea Maraskin reports.
On a Thursday at 12:30 at Franklin County Municipal Court, Room 12C, defendants line up for lasagna. There's lots of hugs and laughter. After lunch, the women sit down in a semicircle around the bench. Judge Paul Herbert talks with each woman about her struggles that week. He also asks the other women to share their thoughts. You inspire me, woman to woman. I've seen you grow. This is Catch Court, a special probation program for victims of sex trafficking. As a judge, Herbert takes a different approach.
You have to be very, very careful that you're restorative in nature, because if you, with your black robe on from up on high, and you're looking down on them, and they have a full history of being treated poorly by men and judges, then they will go into a trauma response. They won't hear you any longer.
Herbert started Catch after he learned that many women involved in prostitution have histories of abuse and are usually coerced into sex work by pimps or drug dealers. Catch stands for Changing Attitudes to Change Habits. It's a voluntary alternative to jail and a 2-year commitment. Stephanie Rollins graduated from the program last year. She remembers her first day in Catch.
He said, "We're going to love you until you can love yourself, and that I see something in you that you can't see yet." And I was like, wow.
Rollins was first trafficked at age 11 when she ran away from home and a strange man pressured her into doing sex work. Later, she spent years working on the street. At first, Rollins was skeptical, but after a few weeks in Catch,
my thinking process started changing. I started wanting what the girls had.
In the program, she got the support she'd been missing since she was a kid. That included safe housing, friendship, and structure. Rollins got addiction treatment and trauma counseling at a rehab center called Amethyst. Counselors helped her process traumatic events.
My abandonment issues, the rapes, the beatings.
So that they're not playing on repeat in her mind.
The intensity of it is no longer there.
Catch wasn't just nurturing. There were also lots of rules. Rollins had to pass regular drug and alcohol tests, show up for court each Thursday, stick to a curfew, and avoid people and places that might trigger a relapse. There was one time she thought she might relapse, when she found out her adult son had died. What got her through was the other women in the program.
I looked up and I had 8 girls around me, holding me, embracing me as I mourned. They didn't let me isolate.
As a graduate of Catch, Rollins is in the minority. Only about 15% of women who start Catch actually finish. But as Judge Herbert points out, 72% of all participants haven't been arrested again. That includes even those who didn't graduate. Herbert sees Catch as part of a movement.
What you're seeing is the beginning of the next biggest phase of the justice system.
That phase, trauma-informed care within the justice system. Stephanie Rollins is doing well these days. She works at a catering company that hires women from Catch. She's moving into her own place, and she's spending time with her grandkids.
Most of all, I love me. I didn't love me all them years, and I let people run over me, and now I finally love me.
Andrea Maraskin, Side Effects Public Media.